This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hey, if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you. It's Tuesday, November the 24th, 2 days before Thanksgiving 2020. What do you have to be thankful for? I think if you really get down to brass tacks, you got a lot to be thankful for. Most of all of us, even though we're distressed and distracted by all of this business that has been going on this year and probably continue to be distracted by it a little bit, still, overriding other circumstances, like, how'd you like to live in Iran? I think, okay, I'll choose America. Thank you very much. Yep, I'm here. You can get a free Thanksgiving dinner, ladies, at Walmart. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the DJV program for this Tuesday Thanksgiving week. Free Thanksgiving dinner at Walmart. For whom does that apply? Can I walk into a Walmart and say, I would like to have dinner? Or do you have to have a membership card to something? What
no,
do you?
It's an app. It's the Ibotta app. And if you download that, it's a free app.
Ibotta what? Ibotta jar of jelly?
Or what? Well, you have to, yeah, that's the name of it. So you have to buy the list of, I think it's nine things that is a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. And then you will get a refund for everything that you buy.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at this list here, is the refund applicable to buying other things? It's not cash. Is it you buy something else at Walmart? Is that how it works? You know, one way or another?
No, it's cash back.
It is cash back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So here are the items you need to purchase. A Butterball turkey breast roast. That's $9.98. McCormick gravy. Great value stuffing mix. Let's see. Idahoan mashed potatoes. Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup. Great value cranberry sauce, great value green beans, French's crispy onion rings, fried onions, Coca-Cola. That's not it. Well, I guess it's better than being.
Kind of wash it all down.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's at Walmart. If you have you didn't get my joke there. You didn't react to the. Ibotta.
I got what you're saying, but that's a play on the name. So yeah, I got it.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Ibotta. Ibotta.
You bought it. I bought it. I bought a bottle of Coca-Cola. So I want you to know, I don't think I said this the other day. If I did, you can chastise me for being repetitive. The American farmer who's responsible for everything that's on that list and whatever it is that you have for Thanksgiving dinner, for every dollar you spend, the farmer gets 11 cents. Last year, for every dollar you spent, the farmer got 12 cents. So you can see how wonderfully well we appreciate the American farmer. It is more than outrageous. It's damnable. Where do you think this food comes from? And even though you don't really know what goes on behind the scenes, the middleman and all of the big ag outfits that are trying to screw around with this, or where does Butterball get its turkey? Are they grown in America or are they grown someplace else in Mexico? Where do they come from? Could come from most anywhere. You don't know where these turkeys come from. So I know that the mashed potatoes come from Idaho, or at least that's what they say. But when you look at who knows where the green beans come from or the onions come from, it's a good effort on the part of Walmart. I'm not discrediting them, but I am asking for you to understand or to know or to care about where the food comes from, because if you don't start caring, you're not going to have the quality of food, even though there are plenty of choices now. You'll recall in March and April, we didn't have any choices at all because there wasn't any food in the grocery stores. And there's been some of that going on right now. The farmers who produce locally had a pretty good year because people realized that that was the place that it came from. So the farmers did better at their own retail game this summer for the most part, this past year. But when it comes to putting together all of the things, it's a different season. Thanksgiving, it's a fall season, growing season, things that haven't been frozen from the farm, like the mashed potatoes, all of that stuff is grown year-round. But I think it is disgraceful. Probably there's a stronger word for it, but it's pretty disgraceful that the farmer gets 11 cents. What do you think when you think about what you eat on Thanksgiving Day? Will you think about that, or will you just think, oh, this is a great drumstick?
Well,
drumstick.
My question is, where does all the other money go? Because we don't pay 11 cents.
It goes to the jobbers. It goes to the people who truck it. It goes to the people in the stores who are looking for a markup of 30%. That's where it goes. So whatever there, and there are usually there are three levels. So the farmer sells it to a broker. The broker sells it or moves it on a truck, and then the trucker, sometimes the truckers own the product, they sell it to a middleman, to a quote-unquote producer, who then sells it to the grocery store. So there are three steps before it gets into the grocery store, and at each one of those, there's a markup of 20 to 30 to 40%.
And you're dealing with a lot of unions, it sounds like,
yep.
too, on the way.
Yep, well, that's why it's, you know, pretty sticky in terms of expense. So just so you know, the farmers, even though I belong to the National Farmers Union, it's not like we get paid a wage. They just try to make it, that's where this information comes from, by the way. They try to make it obvious or make it a little bit more well known as to where and how and when. It's just something that I'll probably remind everybody of that again on Thanksgiving Day when we are on the air live here on the TJV program. TSA says that it's expecting 1 million passengers to be screened on Wednesday and another 1 million to be screened on Sunday. 3 million travelers went through the checkpoints this past weekend, even though a lot of people have been, the suggestion is you stay home. Forecast predicting 10% drop in holiday travel this year on the roads with cars and stuff. But most of the time, this is like polling. You know, the information is just a guess. It's they don't really know who's going to be on the road. How do they know that? It's just, I don't even know why I engage.
Well, they have 3+ million people have bought tickets, so that's how they know.
Yeah, okay, tickets to fly.
But
right.
That's even
on the
more
road,
than
it's usually a guesstimate, yeah. I think, of people who are traveling. But
right.
I don't know how they do that this time around, because I can't imagine AAA has ever been prepared for this year. But
yeah.
Well, that's just another. It's a way for AAA to get. It's unpaid for advertising, basically. It's put out a press
and you fell for it.
The news media falls for it, and I did too. I belong to the AAA, so I think there are advantages. Do either of you, Victoria, Jennifer, belong to AAA?
Mm-mm.
Is it just for the old timers?
I don't know. I think my dad has AAA, which yeah. I think I have a card for. So yes.
Yeah, I think we have.
My
we
car
have towing
comes with
our. Yeah, we have towing with our and like roadside repair with our Geico insurance. So mm-hmm. I don't really know what the point of AAA would be.
You two are like on the billboards today.
Well, I know, right?
Yeah, right. It's the
I'm sitting here drinking my Keurig coffee, and I'm looking. I'm looking at my Dell computer right now.
Yeah, fabulous. And I slept on my MyPillow.
I know.
And you probably did too.
Me
as
too.
A matter of fact. Coming up in a moment, let's get a little more update on what's going on with the election and who's campaigning for what and who's suing whom. Over that in a couple of moments, but right now I wasn't being facetious. If you don't have a MyPillow or know somebody who doesn't have MyPillows, how about you give them a gift? This is the time of year to buy these pillows because from now till Christmas, it's the big deal of the year. One third, I was listening to Bill O'Reilly do a spot for MyPillow. What a stiff he is. He's, and I understand, you know, there's a bit of copy here, and somebody says, okay, read this, and that's what he does. But he wasn't into it, because I don't think the guy sleeps on my pillows. I don't know, maybe he does. But I pay attention to it, because there are a lot of people who talk about my pillows. They advertise everywhere, because they're America's favorite pillow, and they do so well, and have continued now for almost 20 years, I think they've been. The Mike Lindell story is well known. He's become very visible, and it isn't just because of the MyPillows. He became very politically visible this year, and sometimes that helps you, sometimes it doesn't in terms of, I don't like him, I don't buy his pillows. Forget about him. The pillows are great. The pillows work. The pillows are going to be something that will be the standard for a long, long time. So your opportunity right now for a perfect fit in these pillows is to end up spending a third of what you normally do, $29.98 for the queen and the standard size, and it's only $5 more for the king size. Usually these are $70 to $75. Now is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest prices of the year, but you're also getting an extended 60-day money-back guarantee until the 1st of March. So, and that goes for everything that's in the MyPillow Premium Catalog. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. You can wash them, you can dry them. They last for a long, long time. And don't forget the MyPillow Body Pillow, too. That's kind of a cool Christmas idea, Christmas present. So check them all out, MyPillow.com, great Minnesota company. And you use the on the checkout, you go to the promo code DJV for these deals that I've explained. That's the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near-historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings rates, applicable loans, internal data, banking fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. See policy letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 330.
The Democrats and the corporate media are telling the public that they are confident that absolutely no voter fraud occurred in the presidential election. But their actions suggest that they are not as certain as they would have you believe. This is Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Recently, the anti-Trump crowd has engaged in a targeted harassment campaign to intimidate attorneys working with Trump's legal team as he contests the results of the election. They have used social media to encourage their followers to engage in questionable behavior to pressure law firms to withdraw from Trump's team. A Philadelphia lawyer even received death threats for working for the president. So what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they were so confident that nobody committed voter fraud, why are they so intent on stopping attorneys investigating the matter? Why would they resort to harassment and death threats to stop Trump's legal challenge to the election results? Perhaps the voter fraud deniers doth protest too much. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
18 after on the DJV program. So let's see here. What do we have? Treasury Department, Mnuchin. It says that several lending programs are not being...
Mnuchin. We'll get his name right. Right is on. Like, let's just... Mnuchin.
One time.
He's not a munchkin. He's Mnuchin.
Right. Well, anyway. So he wrote a letter to the Fed chairman saying that there are a couple of programs that won't be continued. Does that mean that they won't be continued from now until January 20th and then they get put back in again?
They expire at the end of this year. And whatever the new plan will be, yeah. But the Fed wasn't happy with that. I think Jerome Powell was the one who wrote back and said that's not a great thing for the economy, but I don't know.
So, didn't Janet Yellen run the Fed? Why do I remember that name?
She ran the Fed.
She did, right? So now she's going to lead the Treasury Department, the Joe Biden administration.
What heck of a lot better pick than Elizabeth Warren, which is whom...
Yeah. No, this is a good pick, actually. This is a good pick. She was quite interesting and pretty conservative at the
she
Fed.
She goes back to Clinton, right?
She was on the Council of Economic Advisers for Clinton. She argued that Congress needed to approve additional stimulus to spur growth. So that'll be the first. If that hasn't happened by January 20th, January 21st, I think you're going to see a stimulus package of some way, shape, or form. Meanwhile, I got notified yesterday by my bank that I... If I don't want to have to pay any of the PPP back, Jennifer, I better get to work and come up with some records, which is easy enough to do. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting that they're now nosing around because
the
banks want their money.
Well, and also if Trump was going to be in for a second term, remember he was going to just write off under $50,000 PPP loans.
Yeah.
But obviously that's not going to happen. So
get
to work.
My bank thinks it is going to happen, though. Under $50,000, they don't think they care about it. It's the older ones. 21 and a half the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Recognize that riff, don't we? But you won't recognize, well, you'll recognize the singer, even though he wasn't associated with it the first time around. It's a great American.
Can we get a little volume on that, Phil? I feel like we're in a library.
Feeling small.
In a library. It's when our guide to the library, Victoria Keelan. It's here with Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen on the DJV program. Music for this hour starts with the Elvis person.
I wish I was at the library with Elvis. Can you imagine? Uh-huh. Some trouble. I thought Elvis was in Doug's studio. He does. Elvis, he lives there.
In my studio. But for a few freewheeling days back in June of 1970, Elvis assembled some of Nashville's best session players to jam in the RCA studio on Music Row, where he had recorded many, many, many hits. He chose the songs himself, including this one, Bridge Over Troubled Water, Faded Love, Willie Nelson's Funny How Time Slips Away, Eddie Rabbit's Patch It Up. I think we have a version of that, don't we? Patch It Up. Here we go. This is Elvis.
We got to patch it up, baby.
Elvis was all about the music. His whole life was just the music and his friends. Sessions were marathon affairs by the list of people that worked on these sessions, went into the studio and expected to stay there 24 hours a day for 3-4 days. There were great stories from the Jordanaires, who were his backup group for the first 10, 12, 14 years of his career. They just stayed in the studio, and that's where he sort of got hooked on the uppers, because he would take the pills to keep himself going. And anyway, there's a new box set for Christmas. I would like to have this, the new box set from Elvis. It's called Elvis in Nashville, I think, isn't it? What it's called? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From Elvis in Nashville.
Yep. Takes fans even where Elvis's inner circle couldn't have gone. 74 tracks. Wow. It's a 4-disc package. Puts you right in the studio with Elvis and James Burton, the guitarist, members of the Music City Studio Pros, known as the Nashville Cats. Like a lot of box sets issued by RCA Legacy Recordings, Prince from Another Planet, Elvis at Stax, and Way Down in the Jungle Room among them. From Elvis in Nashville, there's a Presley fan's dream with a collection of a lot of rip-roaring performances. The June sessions at Studio B yielded three albums. That's the Way It Is, Elvis Country, I'm 10,000 Years Old, and Love Letters from Elvis. Elvis, who had just returned to the Las Vegas stage a year earlier in 69, was also invested in putting on a show. With the Memphis Mafia lurking, he was never without an audience, and the energy in the studio was too strong to be contained, you can imagine. Those people watching him and him, he fed off of the audience more almost than any other entertainer I've ever known. I never did see Elvis in person. How do you describe Elvis other than the king?
He's a showman. I mean, yeah. Think what changes, where music would be without Elvis.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, think about that in relationship to Dolly, who's the next person in our focus here. Dolly's Imagination Library is going to be the focus of a new documentary, and she put it together in 95. Dolly's Imagination Library has gifted more than 135 million books to children. How about that? Back in April of this year, the organization, which is gifting books to a million and a half children around the world every month, was supposed to be the focus of a nationwide film event, but the premiere of Library of the Dolly Bill, I think, was put off because of the pandemic, right? Now,
yep.
Dolly has announced the documentary will move forward online. She said, of all the things I've done in my life, this is one of the most precious things. It was started in her birthplace of Sevier. Is it Sevier County? I think so. East Tennessee, anyway. So it's been there for 20 years. It's the library Dolly built. A lot of things have... You want to see what really is there, you can go to Facebook on Wednesday, December 9th at 7 to see the screening of this new documentary. Very cool stuff. 28 and a half after the hour on the Dolly Parton DJB show.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. In an effort to help make our streets safer, Ford is launching a new tool to aid cities using connected vehicle data and artificial intelligence to help build smart and safe transportation systems. Safety Insights is a web-based software tool for transportation planners and engineers from Ford that synchronizes crash data from multiple sources and combines it with Ford's own connected vehicle data. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat cure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Motors announced Monday it will recall about 7 million big pickup trucks and SUVs worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. GM says it will not fight the recall, even though it believes the vehicles are safe. It will cost the company about $1.2 billion. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the inflators still run the risk of exploding, sending shrapnel into the passengers. The company has 30 days to share their plans on the recall with the government officials. David Dinkins, New York City's first black mayor, has died at the age of 93.
He said was that I deserve credit for the reduction of crime through our Safe Streets, Safe City program. He's a candidate, and he's going to say what he thinks he needs to say in order to achieve success.
Mr. Dinkins' death is less than 2 months after Mr. Dinkins' wife, Joyce, died. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Trump administration was handed setbacks Monday in the Pennsylvania vote count certification. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the details.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejected five lawsuits Monday from the Trump campaign that challenged the legality of about 8,000 votes in one county. The suits had challenged whether absentee ballots that were missing handwritten names, addresses, or dates on the outer envelope should have been counted. The justices wrote in their decision that they did not believe those issues were enough to invalidate the ballots. Despite the setback, the Trump campaign still believes they have a legal path to victory. Senior campaign advisor Steve Cortez laid out the case that the Trump legal team will continue to make. He told Newsmax TV they intend to show that President Trump won the legal vote.
We make a compelling case that the president won the legal vote on November 3rd. The statistical case is compelling. The evidence of fraud grows every day with sworn affidavits, not conjecture or conspiracy. And it is incumbent upon our campaign to pursue to the last every legal means to continue to contest what we think is so far a marred election result return.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The General Services Administration formally recognized President-elect Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 presidential election on Monday. Monday Night Football had the L.A. Rams traveling to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers' home of Raymond James Stadium. Ray J, as the locals call it, had about 15,000 people in attendance. The Rams won the game 27-24. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Let's download the story of Jeopardy. Now moving on, since the passing of Alex Trebek, Kara, why did I have Kara on my mind? Victoria Keown, we're just talking about Kara off the air. Victoria Keown is here, Jennifer Horn, and I'm Doug Steffen.
Horn, too.
Yeah, what did I say?
Horn, Jennifer Horn.
I'm Jennifer Horn.
And Kara.
Well, I was thinking about this Ken Jennings thing. Victoria, you were, well, both of you have been followers. I always liked Trebek because he wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't the show. He made it. He made the contestants the star, the questions the star, and therefore he was the star, but he didn't call attention to himself. The mark of a really good host. Bergeron's good at that. Sajak is certainly good at that. I don't know the guy who now hosts, what's the guy's name when Bergeron got off? He said, when I interviewed him once after he'd gotten off of, he invited me to come to a taping of America's Funniest Videos, which he did for a long time. So I remember going over there on a Sunday night for the taping and watching him go through it and how professional he was, and how he related to the audience. And then they put, he said, I don't want to do this anymore because I guess he didn't need to. He's getting $18 million or $20 million a year for being the host of Dancing with the Stars, so he didn't need the other eight that came from...
I'd imagine that show, after you do it for a while, must get kind of stale, too.
What?
That show's been
Meredith
on Friday's a long
video?
Time.
Oh, it's a horrible show.
It's one video after another of some guy getting hit in the balls.
Yeah, it's not
like,
funny. You're right, yeah.
It's all that
part is funny.
All right, so let's not bury the lead here, ladies. What's the big idea? There's a new interim host, and who would that be, Victoria?
It's Mr. Jeopardy himself, Ken Jennings. He is the winningest, greatest hit of all time. He's the GOAT on Jeopardy. He's won 2.5 million. Yeah, he's won 2.5 million in he holds the show's record for most consecutive games won, 74 games in a row he won. So he will be the first. They're going to have a rotating, probably of all the GOATs on Jeopardy to begin with until they maybe settle on one host. But
GOATs? What do you mean GOATs?
Greatest of all time. So Mike Richards, who is the executive producer of Jeopardy, he said that Alex Trebek had said that he wanted someone who would be familiar with the community because he knew that the community is so... exactly. I mean, there's no one more familiar than Ken Jennings to start this off. So he will begin... His first few episodes will air on January 11th. The other update is that Alex Trebek's final episode was supposed to air on Christmas, but they've moved that now. They said they didn't want to take away from holiday plans. They didn't want people to miss it. So his final episodes will now air the first week of January. So, which it will be a nice, you know, send off for him and for his legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's cool that they're honoring what he wanted, and I think they're right. You can't bring, you know, like we talked about, it's not like you can bring in George Stephanopoulos or Mario Lopez into that position.
It turns it into a celebrity circus.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't fit with the show.
Yeah, you're right about that. Also, in television news, Apple has announced that a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas will be appearing on TV this year. A lot of pushback against an Apple TV.
We tweaked at Thanksgiving.
Right, yeah. So this is a first. It's been on the air for 55 years, right?
And what's the story behind this? Did one of the major networks not want
to
play?
They used to always have it on ABC. It's not that they didn't want to. ABC would always carry it. But when Apple bought it, Apple said we're only putting it on Apple TV. And so it was not on. The Thanksgiving special was not on.
Screw them.
People were really upset about it.
Yeah. It will be on PBS, though. Yeah. So it will be on regular television, so if people want to watch
that. Well, I think this year, too, didn't they just say that the Christmas special is going to air because people were so upset about Thanksgiving?
Mean.
I don't know about that.
Charlie Brown Thanksgiving you're talking about? Or
I thought both of them are airing on PBS, right?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yes.
I don't have the details in front of me, Doug. You do, so that's why I'm
asking. Yeah, I'm using it right there with me. So, anyway, the Charlie Brown Christmas is going to be on the 13th of December, Thanksgiving year, and I think over the weekend, but they continue to air it on PBS. You know, there are different levels of PBS membership. You ever noticed that not all the PBS stations play the same stuff at the same time? I have four PBS stations that are on my system, and you can go from one to the other, and they don't often have the same show on. So usually Masterpiece Theater on Sunday night, they play all of them. But then after that, there are shows like this that will air at various times. So for those of you who want to see Charlie...
Have you ever watched Masterpiece Theater?
That was where
Downton Abbey was part of that, right?
Oh, really?
Why are you making fun? Wait a minute. Why do you
make fun of this one, Jen? I love Downton Abbey.
No, when I was a kid... When I was making fun of me because I watched Masterpiece Theater.
Look, yes, you were.
Hold on. Sound the breaking news alert. It's not always about you, Stefan.
Thank you.
I was actually laughing at myself because when I was a kid, there used to be something on the Disney Channel called Masterpiece Theater. And it involved, and so I was thinking back to this guy. He was like this older man who had glasses. I should look this up because it like just, I hadn't thought of it in years, which is why I giggled nostalgically. And he would sit in a chair and then he'd play Mickey Mouse cartoons. What was his name?
Mouse.
I'm going to do a little Googling while you see your Masterpiece Theater.
Well, this is exciting for everyone.
That is.
The whole show is Googling right now.
We'll see.
Oh, there he is. You see the guy? Masterpiece Theater. It was in 1987. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is, to me, he looked like an old man. Now he looks like one of my colleagues.
Really? All right.
Dang, so, when did that happen? Man. I know, but
we still
George Plimpton was the guy.
Oh, yeah, for God's sake. George Plimpton. Yes,
I love George Plimpton.
Yep.
There you go.
He was a character.
Masterpiece theater.
Very unique American character, too. Speaking of unique American or not, well, this is not necessarily an American character, Presbyterian such as Meghan opened up Frogmore Cottage, their home in England, to Princess Eugenie and her husband, Jack. For a couple
apparently
allowed...
they didn't tell the Queen.
No.
This is like yet another memo she didn't get.
Yep.
So,
well,
and they
because...
own the house now? So they yeah. remember they or they paid for all the renovations. Remember the big hubbaloo
right.
or whatever that was
yeah.
about
hullabaloo
about that them yeah. using the tax. It wasn't all taxpayer money, but it was part of that trust, the Prince's Trust. So
mm-hmm.
now they've paid that back with their Netflix deal.
Yep.
So I guess it's theirs to give away, but that's a pretty permanent move, though. That kind of signals that they will not be back home in a long time.
So she is the daughter of Fergie and Andrew, and
yeah.
so they've been sort of marked just because of the... I mean, she didn't have anything to do with what her father did, but she wanted to hide from it, apparently, right? Isn't that more...
Well, they got married last year, and it was at the height of the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, and
yeah.
so they had... I felt sorry for her. It's, you know, you're already, like, the way down the totem pole, you know, in terms of royal... hierarchy. So, but she...
Let's be honest, you sort of are trying to, like, get the vibe of one of Cinderella's wicked sisters.
Oh, both of them together with those hacks, I know. Jen, you need to watch The Windsors. Oh my God, you would love that show. So, anyway, but, so they had to cancel her engagement party because the paparazzi is really kind of intense, and it was a whole thing that the wedding kind of had a, it was sad, actually. It was a beautiful wedding. It was at the same place where Harry and Meghan got married. But it kind of had a weird tint or a tinge to it because of, you know, of grossness from Epstein and Randy Andy.
Randy Andy. I hadn't heard that one before. That's a good one, though.
Oh, my mom's the one who told me about that. She said back in the 80s that was his nickname.
Fancy Nancy charged Randy Andy?
Oh, yeah. She's a bit of a royal watcher.
Is she? I bet she is. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the latest from Costco. Selling a private jet membership for $17,500. Yeah, they have an entire travel division at Costco dedicated to everything from luxury cruises to hotel and flight packages. So the membership gives you what? What are you allowed? Can you,
it gives you access? So for $17,000, you get access to the plane, but then
mm-hmm.
it's also a couple thousand per hour for the actual ride.
Right.
Huh.
So to fly across the country.
It's from wheels up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it would cost then a couple, $4,000 flight credit you get, plus a $3,500 Costco shopping card. The price
yeah, so
of
actually
then becomes $10,000.
It knocks it down. So if you are looking for, like, I have some friends who work for, you know, hedge fund managers, and they all have
yeah.
private jet memberships, and mm-hmm. this is actually... I sent this to a friend of mine who's an executive assistant. She was like, that's a really good deal. I'm going to look into that for my boss.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, and with COVID, a lot of people who can afford it. I was just reading something the other day.
Private jet business is way up.
Private jet business is way up. And first class seats are way up because people
are
just figuring, you know what, I'm going to spend a little extra and I'm just going to have some more room.
Especially on American. At least some of the other airlines are still doing the middle seats, but American is not. So,
no.
Yeah.
Delta is doing middle seats until, what, next March, I think, or something
Delta,
like that?
Delta, Southwest, I think United is still doing it as well.
Yeah. So I'm going back to California in a couple of weeks for the weekend. I was looking at some of the flight stuff that are around, and I investigated all of them because I've tried. United's not doing a direct flight anymore from Boston to L.A. Delta is, JetBlue is, and I think that's it. So
you were going to switch to Delta, right? How did that
well,
go?
Well, I tried to get to the very difficult process to try to move my credits from American over to Delta, which they offered to do, but they made it so difficult it became impossible to actually get it done. So I'm not sure how serious they were. That was a good PR move, but I'm not sure they were very serious about
it. Well, then you come along with like a million miles, so they probably weren't expecting
like,
you.
We'll pass on you.
2 million, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I've priced you right about the first class. That's why I sat where I did in Delta when I went out a couple of weeks ago. But it was a good experience. Now, looking, the JetBlue thing keeps going up and up and up. It's almost $1,800 one way to go on what they call their first class meet to the Los Angeles from Boston. It's crazy.
Wow. That's
yeah, it is. And get it because of what you just said. You just made an excellent observation.
Anyway, you know what's really down? Business class is way down. So maybe buy a seat in business class instead of first. Because there's no one there. It's hard to find business class these days, though.
Well, what they're flying the bigger planes now across country. So you can get on a 777 and go. Actually, I think I told you the story. American had a flight every hour from L.A. to Boston. From L.A. to New York and back again. They had the most frequent service. They ran 14 flights a day in each direction. They now run one in the day and one at night, and they're using a big plane, 777, to do it instead of the 321s. But that shows you where the business is or isn't, in fact. So pretty amazing what's going on in terms of that kind of travel. Here's something that's going on right now, an awesome thing, Thanksgiving, from the folks at Calitrin. Calitrin wants you to get healthy and stay healthy the holidays. They all know more and more people. This is a fabulous... Actually, I think I'm chuckling about this because the lady that I talked to at Calitrin says that they've never been as busy as they are right now because people
makes sense.
Yeah, it
hello,
really does.
Quarantine cake.
Never mind.
Well,
the
I think people
cake.
Are already thinking ahead to next year because they want to leave this year behind. So I think people are like, let's just get everything ready for the holidays and then we're on to something new.
Yep. So on to something new would be getting yourself in shape. So you don't become vulnerable for some of the things that, unfortunately, people have been vulnerable for or to because of COVID. Calitrin is the only weight loss formula that is completely natural. That's why I'm happy to be a spokesperson for it. And there's no hidden fees, no recurring plans. We need a program. You can stay there. For right now, for example, the Thanksgiving special is buy 3 to 30, and you can buy, you know, you get twice as many. So if you buy 3, you get 6. If you buy 30, you get 60. And you can bring everybody, family, friends, get people onto this, thinking about their health and women, children, the whole thing. Lose weight naturally right now. Start today, start this moment. Go to toploss.com, and then just really look through the various programs that they have. You can go to click on the counselor if you want to talk to somebody about some advice, and then get to it. The healthy way is the Calitrin way. Get it at toploss.com and you check out. Use the discount code DJP for the best price, the best deal, no shipping. That's toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times. What is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Pearls, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe. Exergen.
People run parts for all of your car care needs. We are known for our guaranteed everyday services and excellent service. For professional parts people you can trust, apply your local auto parts today. Auto parts. This is it.
If I'm not commuting anymore,
where do I really want to live? You handle the question. No, investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with Pitchwalk Advisors, Boston Minimum, No, Bank of America Company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investables to get started today.
Investing involves Merrill Pitch, registered broker dealer, and investment manager, SIPC. Investment products may be insured or not bank guaranteed to lose value.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, and terms and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may have a value.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Moving to Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, focusing first on Comcast. And, oh, this is good news, right? If you didn't think that. Every day. We got one of these stories every day now.
I hate delivering this kind of news. I want to only give good stuff, but I do want to give everyone a heads up on this one. This is from Comcast, and if you are an internet customer of Comcast, specifically mostly in the mid-Atlantic up through New England states, you are going to see a price hike, most likely. So what happened is Comcast was one of the internet providers who took the Keep Americans Connected pledge, and that was during the pandemic, because kids were starting to do remote learning and parents were working from home and internet prices were just, data was getting throttled. It was a whole thing. So Comcast swore that they weren't going to cut off anyone's internet. They treated it like a true utility and they said they weren't going to do any of that. Well, that expired at the end of June and the FCC didn't do anything else after that moment. So a lot of families have just sort of been left at the good graces of these internet service providers. So now Comcast is coming to collect. In January and February, Comcast will give its ex-fit per month. So if 1 month you go over your limit, you get one part of that, but after that, you get hit. So just this time, service provider, because a lot of people are going to be jockeying at a rate. Kids are still going to be concerned, and people are still working for homes, especially in the Northeast. So because I used to have RCN when I lived in Manhattan. It's a great
company.
Yeah,
here.
I loved RCN. When we moved to New Jersey, it's not available. If RCN is available in the area, call them because they do a really good price match. I have Verizon Tech, I have Verizon iOS right now for our internet that keeps us connected to the show. I've never had a problem with it, but I don't like Verizon as a company. So if you ever have it, good luck with customer service. It's the work. If you are in this is going to affect Connecticut, Delaware, Massachusetts, Maryland, Maine, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, West Virginia, the District of Columbia, and North Carolina. So if you are in any of these states and you have I would start shopping now because you might be able to save some money.
All right, great idea. Apple's new processors in their new MacBooks are living up to performance.
The Geek Out. Their announcement of Mac featuring its own in-house made processors, Apple made a lot of claims to performance without providing a ton of proof. But now the Macs with the M1 chip are in the hands of reviewers of the hype reel. The base model MacBook Air, a product designed for basic everyday web surfing email, with these new guys is a blazing performer. Reviews and bench tests are proving this new Air outperforms current higher-end Intel-based Macs. In fact, one test had MacBook Air only slightly behind the current Mac Pro. So if you're considering a holiday purchase and waiting the green light, we've tweeted all those reviews over at the Geek Out.
We have a special announcement from Dell. They're giving out new doorbusters every weekday and up to $400 off cutting-edge XPS and Alienware machines with Intel Core processors. All complimentary shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch, here's another Apple story. Lots of Apple news today, Victoria.
Yeah, here's some not good Apple news. No, California grand jury has indicted Apple's head of global security on charges that tried to bribe Santa Clara County officials to procure firearms licenses in exchange for free iPads. This is nuts. Thomas Moore is accused of offering 200 iPads worth $70,000 to the captain and the undersheriff at the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office in exchange for 4 concealed carry licenses for Apple employees. Now, his lawyer says that he will be acquitted at trial. However, the damage or the evidence is pretty much stacked against him here. His lawyer claims that this is an inside job. We don't know until it really goes to trial, but he has been working for Apple in global security for 15 years, so he definitely has a legacy there, but maybe there's even more they'll uncover during the trial.
How many situations do you think there are like that, generally speaking? These people have, get themselves in a position they can do pretty much what they want. Wowie zowie. All right, there it is. That's Tech Talk for today. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.